Malcolm Bass speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Sir, I'm sir. This is David. I'm calling you from eBay.
Yes.
So you told me that call me after sometime. So that's the reason we are calling you.
Yes.
So right now you're free, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just give me one moment, sir. So are you back to your home, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So now, can you please switch on your computer, sir? So I will help you to block this eBay account and the payment of $299.
Right. Yes, I'm at my computer. Thanks.
Yeah. Please switch on your computer. If your computer is on, please let me know, okay? Your computer is on?
It's on now, yes.
Okay, so you are using a Windows computer, sir, or it's a MacBook?
It's Windows.
It's a Windows, okay. So look at on your keyboard, sir, at the extreme left hand side bottom corner, do you see any CTRL key, a control key?
On your keyboard,
at the extreme left hand side bottom corner, do you see a CTRL key? Yeah. After the control key, do you see any four flag Windows key? A four flag Windows key?
No, I don't see it. Would that be the FN key?
Yeah. After the FN key, you will see a four flag, like four square key, a four flag Windows key, and with... Yeah. So do one thing. Press a Windows key and letter R with the same time. Windows and letter R. Windows and letter R, R as a browser, with the same time.
Yes. Yes.
Now, do you now what's come up, sir?
It says a little square down the bottom says run.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, run open. Now, on open, you will see a small search panel. Do you see that search panel, long search panel? Click on that search panel. Open then search panel. Click on that search panel. On search panel, you have typed there. www.anydesk.com.
www.
Yes, you're right. .anydesk.com. Can I spell out for you, sir? It's any.
Yeah.
Letter A as alpha. The letter N. N as a Nancy.
Yes.
Letter Y. Y as a yellow. Letter Y.
Yeah.
It's letter A and Y. Then letter D.
Yes.
D as a David.
Yeah.
The letter E as elephant.
Yeah.
The letter S as a Shiara.
Yeah.
The letter K as a kingdom.
Yep.
Then put a dot.
Yeah.
Then com, Charlie Oscar mother. It's com.
Yeah.
Com. Now click on OK. Now click on OK. Do you see that option OK? Click on that.
It's opened up.
Now what can you do, sir?
It says I'm not a robot.
Not available?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me one. Okay. What can you see after click on OK?
It says, on here it says, I'm not a robot. Do I click on that?
Yes, sir. Click on that. I'm not a robot.
Press allow.
Okay, press on allow. Now, what did you see?
I can't see where the allow is.
No. What can you see after that?
It says, it's still got that there, and it says, press allow to prove you are not a robot.
Then click on allow so that you are not a robot. click on that?
It's not clicking on it, but it's not doing anything.
Okay. What option you will see, sir? Let me know.
I've got this image there, and then it just says, press allow to prove you are not a robot. So unless it's the thing down below that I should press.
Do you see any option allow, anything like that?
No. It just says DDoS-guard.
Okay. Just give me one moment, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. What you can see right now on your computer?
On my computer, I've got an image that looks like a football, and then it says, press allow to prove you are not a robot.
Okay. So you need to select the picture of the football from the given boxes, and then you need to tick that box at the bottom, I am not a robot. Like it's an advertisement coming up from the Google.
Right.
Yeah.
So I should copy that image?
No, you did not need to copy. You need to select that. Select that. Wherever you see the football picture, click on that picture. It will be automatically selected and turns into blue. And then you need to just click on I am not a robot. You done?
It's come up with a whole lot on the... on the right hand side about styles and filters and widths and goodness knows what.
Okay, you do one thing, you close the page. You close the page. Let me start it from the beginning. Close the page.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Now, once you close the page, go to your home screen, focus onto your keyboard, sir. Look onto your keyboard.
Yes.
And look at the left hand side, very bottom corner. Can you see the CTRL button, control button?
Yes, I can.
And just next to the CTRL, which key do you see? It's a Windows key or FN key?
FN key.
And just next to the FN, there will be an 4 little square Windows key. Now, you need to listen to me. Correct. You need to listen to me what you need to do. You need to press and hold that 4 little square key with the one finger. Do not release it. And with the help of another finger, press the letter R, R like Romeo, both at the same time. Now what has came up? Release your finger.
Yeah.
Can you see something has came up? Type the name of a program, folders, documents, or internet resources, and Windows will open it for you.
It just says... RR, and then it says type the name of the program folder.
Correct. Now look in the middle. Can you see open in a white search panel where something is written down? Just above the OK. Can you see a white panel, open and a white panel?
Yes.
Now click on the white panel and make the panel empty. Delete the panel.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it blank? The panel is blank?
Yes.
Yeah. Now from your keyboard, type in all in the lowercase, www, like W for whiskey, 3W, then put a dot, then any desk, like all in the lowercase, any desk without giving any space, A for Australia, N for Nancy, Y for Yellow, D for David, E for England, S for sugar, K for kilo. Any desk, then .com. Put a dot, then C-O-M.
Com.
Now read the whole thing for me.
www.anydesk.com.
Okay, yeah, correct. Now press on OK. From the bottom, press on OK. Now, what has been came up?
It says any disk access now.
Correct. Any disk access now. Now, click on download now. Give a click on red download now. Press on download now. Now, once you click on download now, you did not need to click anywhere, all right? Now, focus on the left-hand side, very bottom corner, without touching your computer keyboard or the mouse. Leave it is. Look at the left-hand side, very bottom corner. Do you see any small file is downloading, like anydesk.exe? In the left-hand side bottom or in the right-hand side top corner? Any small file?
Yes, anydesk.exe.
All right.
It shows that it isn't opening, but it's got a...
Yeah. It will take some time. It will take, once the downloaded will be completed, then you need to open that file.
All right.
Is it downloaded, the exe file? Now you can open it, sir. Double click on that and open that file.
Yes. Now, a lot of them.
Yeah, read it for me. Read it for me. What has been there?
It is four or five boxes here. One says what's new in any disk.
Correct. Now look at the top. Can you see your address or the 9-digit security number? Can you see the 9-digit number?
Yes.
Confirm me the number.
483.
Yes.
337.
Yes.
540.
Correct. Now, what I'm going to do, this is the security ID, sir. With the help of that ID, we put a blocker onto your network so that nobody can misuse with your information in future once we secure each and everything. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, look at the left-hand side top corner. Can you see there will be any X sign, and just below the X sign, there will be three straight lines?
Top
right-hand corner, just below the red X, can you see there are three straight line, three or four straight line, known as general?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now what has been came up? Do you see some of the options has been came up?
Yes.
Yeah, can you just read me the options so that I can tell you the correct options which you need to click?
Settings.
Okay, then?
Set correct. Password.
Click on set password. Press on set password.
Right.
Now, once you set password, can you see there will be the very first option has been came up called interactive access?
Set password.
This password is 2 week, right? What has been there?
It's blank.
Okay. Yeah, there will be a box came up called password and confirm password, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so you need to put the password all in the lowercase. Give a click on the password white box. I'm just giving you the security password. Now you need to put the password all in the lowercase. Secure. Secure. Should I spell you one more time?
I've got that.
After secure, do not press, do not give any space. Put the numbers 0786. It will be secure 0786.
It says this password is safe.
Yes, correct. Now click on confirm password white box. And you need to repeat the password, all in the lowercase, secure 0786.
0786. 786.
And I just want to ask you one important thing, sir. You're like, apart from you, is there anybody who is using the computer or you live alone, sir?
I'm the only one who uses this computer, yes.
Okay, you are the only person. Lovely. Now, just below that confirm password, can you see something called permission profile?
Yes.
Yeah, click on that unattended access. there will be something at the box, check mark box. Click on that and click on full access.
Yes.
Yeah. So did you click on full access?
Yes, it's come up. Yes.
Okay. Now you need to click on OK or apply. Press on OK or apply.
Apply. Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Do not touch anything. You are going to receive a notification from the National Crime Department. All right?
Yes.
Wait for a second. Now we are going to connect you to the National Crime Department server so that the anti-fraud team are going to verify all of the information and protect your information. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so just give me a moment, sir. And in the meantime, can you just confirm me the mobile phone on which we are talking? What type of mobile phone it is, sir?
It's an
iPhone or it's an Android mobile phone like a Samsung.
It's a Samsung, yeah.
It's a Samsung mobile phone. That's great. So what you need to do, you need to just simply do one thing, sir. You need to just look at the left-hand side, very top corner. Can you see new session at the left-hand side, extreme top, just next to that, any desk? Can you see
yes,
new session?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Press on that. And there will be an option called install any desk. Can you see that? Install with the orange box. The second box.
Install any desk. Yes.
Click on that. Click on that. So once you install the security, it will be just simply rectify the platform where your details has been misused. Okay. Now, can you see installations, anything, or at the bottom with the seal, the security seal called accept and install at the bottom? At the bottom. Red box.
Yes. Accept and install, yes.
Correct. Press on that. Now, once you press on that, it will be coming up. Do you want to allow make changes? Click on yes. Press on yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, once you press on yes, now you will going to see the notification will be came up from the National Crime Department. All right. Now, wait for a second. Yeah. Now, you just simply do one thing. Do you see, would you like to install this device software? Click on install. Press on install.
Yeah.
Now, once you press on install, you minimize all the page. You just minimize all the page.
Yeah.
Click on the minus sign and go back to your home screen. Again, go back to your home screen. Minimize all the pages. Yeah, all the pages. Whatever the page has been opened, such as your email or any website, you just open up or just simply minimize it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, once you minimize it, you just simply do one thing, sir. You just look at the bottom. Can you see there will be two Any Desk logo, red logo, at the very bottom, extreme bottom?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, click on the right one. Click on the right side one, the right box.
There's only one box down there.
No. Yeah. On that box, just give a click on that box on the taskbar. There will be two boxes has been coming up. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. So click on the right one. Now, can you see you are connected to the National Crime Department Australia with the security ID? Correct.
Yeah.
So that is the thing we want to show you, right? Now, you are connected to the National Crime Department so that everything will be getting verified and we can just protect your information. Okay, you just minimize that page. Give a click on the minus sign. At the right-hand side, top corner, minus sign. Yeah. Now, where you see Any Desk, do you see any desk?
Welcome to Any Desk version 7.1.
Yeah, you need to close that page. You need to close that page, sir. Close it. You move the page from left side to right side. Press and hold the page and move it from left to right side.
It's on the right side now.
Okay. No, the X sign will be on the right side. You just do one thing.
There
yeah.
Is.
Click on the X. Click on the X now. Press on the X now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you press on the X, you just simply do one thing. You just simply open up your email first. You open up the email.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you open up the email, so just tell me whose email it is, sir. The email which you have logged in, whose email it is. It is your email?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. I am just confirming you the email address which has been registered in the various platform where your details has been misused. Okay, I'm just confirming you. It's ambarthsch@bigpond.com. Is that email you normally use?
That's my email, yes.
Okay, and that is the primary email. You use all the email in the different place, right?
That's the only email address I use.
Okay, okay. So you need to understand that email has been compromised, and the people who are just simply trying to store, using your email, they are just trying to misusing it.
Yeah.
And do you use your email for your business purpose?
Yes, I use that email
You use it for the business purpose either. Okay. So you close the email, the email. Yeah. Now, first of all, let me just verify you the things. Let me just tell you one more thing. I am going to show you like in which place or what is the foreign IP address which is connected to those people. Like what they normally do, you need to understand that. Okay, you are using your computer, your mobile phone through the Wi-Fi into your place, into your residence. But the hackers are very smart. They are using some kind of technology so that they can break your security chain and try to steal all of your information. And that's how your email has been compromised. Understand? So I want to just, as you connect it to the security server, I am going to just simply showing you what is the actual IP we have found from where those people are trying to, simply stealing your information. Okay? So you just simply do one thing. You open the Google page. Google Fresh page.
Yeah.
Now once you open the Google page, can you see at the top there will be a plus sign left and top, like a plus sign to get a new tab? Plus sign at the top, extreme top on that page, left hand side. Plus sign, small. Can you click on the plus sign? It will be coming up of Google Fresh page. Now you need to just type in there. You need to type in there, my, all in the lowercase.
Yeah.
Then give a space, comma.
Yes, my.
Then number one, P for Peter, my one P. My one P address.
Yeah.
Address type over there. Can you see any options? My 1P address, location California. Anything has came up? My 1P address, location. Yeah, click on that. Yeah. Now can you see the details has been came up? You are using the computer from the Australia location, but your IP address, which is coming on 66.249.72.248, is it showing you the location United States of America, California, sir?
That's right, in latitude
and longitude. Yes, correct. So you need to understand, those hackers are very smart. What they have do, they have just simply generated some random IP address so that the security team or the defense people are not going to verify them. Because if they are using 6 or 7 bogus locations, we need to cancel all the locations and we need to get their actual location. Understand?
Thank you.
That's why we have found one of the hackers has been located at Mountain View, California, who are just trying to stealing your information. And that is the main reason. You can see your internet access or your internet location is showing you Mountain View. Now, let me just verify you something. You scroll down the page. Scroll down the page. Go to the bottom. Again, go to the bottom, sir. Slowly.
Yeah.
Now, so there will be a lots of people who are suffering from this, or from the locations or those things. All right. So in the meantime, you just close that IP address thing. Close that. Give a click on the X at the top. Close that Google page. The Google page. Now you have understood what is normally going on, what the people have tried to do. They have just tried to use your IP address and try to instilling your information, okay? And what we have found, those hackers have targeted some of the platforms where your information has been used. We have got the eBay platform where your details has been used. We have got a PayPal platform or Zip platform where your details has been used. Okay. So while we just going to start the security, we will going to detect all the platform where your details has been used so that we can cancel the charges and we can protect your details. Understand?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So in the meantime, what you need to do, you need to just go ahead and log into your bank, online banking, and just check in the last couple of days, apart from those unwanted charges, do you see any other charges which is being suspicious to you?
Right, so just log into my address.
No. You need to log into your online banking, sir, so that you will get to see the statement for the last 2 or 3 days. And just confirm me, yes, I have found discharges or discharges. You understand?
What do I need to log into?
You need to log into your online banking so that you can check your statements onto the online banking and confirm me, yes, Ron, I have found 2 or 3 illegal charges, which is not paid by me. Understand?
All right.
Yeah.
So I go into Outlook and log into...
You do one thing. You close the page. Just tell
me,
do you do online banking from your computer? Do you do online banking from the computer or from the mobile phone?
From the computer.
From the computer. So you need to go ahead and log into it. And then I'll let you know what we have found inside it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So please go ahead and log into it.
Yes.
Okay. Once you log in, please do let me know, all right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm holding the line. You just go ahead and log into it. Any questions, you can just ask me, okay?
I've logged into Google. Is that what I'm supposed to be in?
No, just tell me. I'm asking you. You told me you do online banking. You go to your online banking through your computer, correct? You check your statements online banking from the computer, correct?
I do. Yes, I check the...
And you do banking with the Commonwealth Bank, correct?
That's right, yes.
That's right. So you need to log into your Commonwealth Bank because we have just found the charges has been made from your Commonwealth Bank.
All right.
Yeah, so please go ahead and log into your Commonwealth. The way you log in.
So you want me to log on?
Log in. Yeah, correct. Yeah, log on to the net bank. Just log on to that. And once you put your details, do not press on login. Let me start the security for you, okay?
Okay, fine.
So you put your client number, you put your password, you put the client number. Yeah.
No, I was just having to...
Yeah. Yeah. And once you fill up the details, like your client number and password, tell me that yes, Ron, I have filled up it. You did not need to log on, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all in.
Okay, you are still in? Now wait for a second, sir.
Oh, I had a mistake in the client number.
Okay, just try to correct it because do not make any mistake. This is your important credentials, all right?
Yeah, 4568. Now it's right.
It's right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just wait for a second. Now I need to help you to just check the details. Wait for a second. And just give me a moment. Now I'm starting the security onto your credentials. All right. So just give me a moment. Now let me just check. Now once you see any graphical scanning will be coming up, please do let me know, okay?
Right.
Okay. Let me just check. Right, give me a moment. Give me a moment. Okay, you do one thing. You do one thing. Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from the last couple of days, how's your internet network is working, sir? How your internet working is?
I haven't used it a lot, but it's been fine.
All right, it's been fine. And sometimes, like, do you face any problem while you using your network or anything like that?
I haven't, but that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. So let me just check. You do one thing. You just log into your account. You log into your account. Press on log on.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, once you press on log on, now wait for a second. All right.
Yes.
Once you press on log on, I'm just confirming you some of the account details from where the charges has been made, okay? I'm just confirming you the account details. Now, wait. You need to match it from your end. I got the account details. Do you have any account ending with 0689, which is your Streamline Basic, sir? 0698. Check your Streamline Basic. Do you have the account number 00260698?
Where do I check this?
Do you see your account name Streamline Basic at the top? Wait. Can you see?
Yes.
And just below that is Streamline Basic. There will be a 6-digit BSB number. And then it will be your account number 00260698. Can you see that?
Yes.
So I just want to ask you, this is your account number which is ending with 0698?
Yes.
The charges has been made from this account. All right. From this account, which we have just put it on hold. We have not released the charges because the suspicious charges has been made from your account, but it is not being used by you, that somebody has used it, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why we have put it on hold and we need to start the security onto your account. So first of all, what you need to do, so you need to click on settings, press on settings, there will be a settings option.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you press on settings, now wait for a second. Now scroll down. Can you see online banking limits? Scroll it down a little bit. Scroll down. Can you see online banking limits, transfer and BPA daily limits, anything like that?
That says online statement.
No, not that. Online banking limits.
Yes.
Yeah. Just below that, can you see transfer and BPA daily limits? Give
a click
on that.
Yes.
Yeah, give a click on that. Now, once you give a click on that, all right. Now, can you see your limit has been there?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the meantime, you do one thing, you log out from your account. Log off. You log off from your account.
Log off?
Yeah, log off.
Yes.
And close the Google page. You close the Google page.
Yeah.
And close the Google page on the computer. Close the Google page.
Yes.
Totally. Now wait for a second. You are going to get a security box. All right. Now wait for a second.
Just be with me.
It will be coming up automatically. Do not touch anything. Okay. It will be just coming up. Any changes came up?
Yes, it is. It's just started now.
Yeah. Now, can you see, sir? It has been came up. Can you see? Your laptop screen, yeah. It has been came up from the Microsoft Windows.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah, now wait for a second so that we can start the security. Just be with me. Whatever the instructions it will be asking you, you need to put it there, okay?
Alright.
Now what has been came up? Just tell me.
It's that business security installation going to start it.
Yeah.
Confirm the online banking name to start the security installation.
Correct. So where you see the cursor is blinking, you need to type the name of your bank, which is Commonwealth Bank, which you need to protect it. Type in there, Commonwealth Bank, all in the capital letters.
It says there that security is not recognized.
Yeah. Because it is showing you security is not recognized an internal or external command. First, we need to start the security, and that is the reason. We need to just complete, once the graphical scanning will be coming up, and then the security will be started. So you put the name, Commonwealth Bank. You're done? Now press the enter button. Press the enter button. Press the enter button from your keyboard.
Do you mean the button?
Yeah. Hit the enter. Hit the enter. Okay, wait. It will be coming up automatically. Now wait. Let the server help you. Now, what has been came up?
Verify the client number and the password to recognize your account, whether it is belonging to you or not.
Okay, so it will be asking you to verify it. So you just put your client number there. Put your client number there, your Commonwealth client number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now give a space, give a space, give a gap. Now put the password, put the password. And do not make any mistake so that the server will verify whether the account belongs to you or not.
Sorry.
Okay, do not make any mistake, sir. And check the password properly.
Yes, that's it.
The password is correct?
Yes.
You recheck it, recheck it. Recheck the password by your end. Is the password is correct or you put any mistake over there?
That's the one I'm using.
That's the one you're using, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Now you are going to you are going to start the security scanning over there. Now wait for a second. Now just give me a moment. Now press the enter button. Now hit the enter key from your keyboard.
The enter key.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Now wait for a second. Just give me a moment. Now you are going to receive the security scanning will be coming up. Can you see the scanning is coming up?
Yes, yes.
This is the graphical scanning will be started to verify your account, right? So once it will be verifying, the scanning will be stopped and we can go ahead and start the security onto your computer and then we can start the security onto your mobile phone.
Right.
Now, once the scanning will be stopped, please do let me know. Do let me know once it will be stopped.
Yes, it did stop.
Okay.
For a moment.
It started again. It will be rectifying your information, whether it will be correct or not, okay? Just give me a moment. And just tell me in the meantime, while the scanning is running, onto your mobile phone, do you use any of the Commonwealth applications, sir? Commonwealth application onto your mobile phone?
Not normally, no.
Not normally, right. All right.
I did it on the computer.
Okay. You don't use it onto your mobile phone, right?
Just thinking whether I'm.
Okay.
I think I may have done it because I was doing something in a shopping center around here and had to do it. Yeah.
Okay. No problem. You do one thing. Leave the computer as it is. The security will be going on. We need to connect you to the security server through the mobile phone. So you put me on speaker onto your mobile phone.
Yes, I've got my. You're coming through on the mobile phone.
Yeah. So you put me on speaker. Did you put me on speaker?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Yeah. So once you put me on speaker, you need to just go to your home screen and open that Play Store. There will be a Play Store onto your mobile phone. You just open the Play Store.
On the mobile phone?
Yeah, on the mobile phone. Because you told me it's a Samsung mobile phone, there will be a Play Store application.
I've only got...
Yeah?
Add call, video call, Bluetooth, speaker, keypad, and mute.
No, press on speaker.
Yeah.
Now look onto your mobile phone at the very bottom, there will be a square button. Can you see a middle square button at the bottom?
No, there's no square button.
Not on the screen. Just below the red hang-up button at the very extreme bottom, there will be a home button which you press and you can go back to your normal home screen.
Okay. There's nothing there. There's a red
just
switch off button, but
no,
there's
no,
nothing.
Just below that, not onto the screen. Just below that red switch off button, there will be a button onto your mobile phone at the very bottom.
The black button. Yeah.
Yeah, the black button. Press that black button. Now, did you press the black button?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, are you on the home screen?
Yes.
Now, what you can see, sir? What you can see?
I've got one email showing and one message is showing.
Yeah. So, you need to look for Play Store. There will be a Play Store application. Open that Play Store. Look for Play Store. Okay, read the name of the applications for me so that I'll help you. Read the name of the applications, whatever you have into your mobile phone. Do you see phone, camera, gallery, messages? Do you see that?
Sorry?
Oh, what you can see on the mobile phone? Tell me, sir.
Well, here I've got Samsung, Google, Microsoft apps, Samsung members, camera, messages, phone, Play Store, gallery.
Yeah, Play Store. Just left to that gallery. Can you see Play Store?
Yes.
Open that Play Store, sir. Open that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, once you install the Play Store, look at the extreme top. Can you see search for apps and games at the top?
Yes.
Yeah.
Press on that.
Yeah. Press on that. Now type in there AnyDesk. 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 Did you click on that?
Yes.
Yeah. So once you click on that, and did you type any desk?
Yes.
Yeah. Now search for it, sir. Search for it.
It says any desk, remote desk.
Correct.
And then it says install or?
Yeah. Press on install. Press on install. Now, once it will be installed, it will be coming up called open. All right. Did you see any open?
Yes, it says any. Yeah.
Yeah, open that. Now, what has been came up?
Now, it's still saying any desk remote installing.
Okay, installing. That means it will be taking some time. Once it will be showing you open, press on open.
Right.
Yeah.
It's come up open.
Yeah, press on open. Yeah, once you click on open, what has been came up? You read it to me, sir.
Privacy statement.
Privacy statement, right? Privacy statement. Lovely. So, privacy statement. Yeah, click on confirm or okay at the bottom. There will be okay or confirm.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, once you click on okay, what has been came up?
Plug in.
Click on cancel. Press on cancel.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what has been came up?
It said tutorial. You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside of the blue circle.
Yeah, tap outside the blue circle two or three times. You are going to receive the 9-digit number the way we have generated it onto the computer. You are going to receive the 9-digit number.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just confirm.
385.
Yeah.
385-757-379.
It's 385-757-379, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, now I need to set a password. Where you see the ID number, just underneath that ID, can you see set password in the red line has been written down? Okay. Do you see any lock sign there, any lock symbol?
A lock?
Yeah, any lock sign?
Yeah.
Click on the lock sign. Now what has been came up?
Interactive access. So yeah. Always show incoming session.
Correct.
Permissions.
Okay, correct. Now wait for a second. Now, where you see interactive access, scroll it down, there will be something called permission. Can you see permission?
Yes.
Permission? Yeah, scroll down permission slowly. There will be something will came up, permission profile. Look for permission profile, slowly with the bold gray letters,
permission profiles.
Yeah, click on that.
Yes.
Yeah, now what has been came up?
It's a screen where something has to be typed.
Yeah. I beg your pardon. Yeah, click on full access. Give a click on full access.
Yes.
Yeah, once you click on full access, what has been came up?
Profile established, which is ticked, and enable unattended access, and then permissions.
Yeah, tick that enable unattended access, tick that box.
Yes. And it says set password.
Yeah, click on set password. Click on the set password. Yeah. And there will be the password. You need to put the password. Secure, all in the lowercase, 0786. Secure.
Secure and then a number?
Yeah. Secure 0786, sir. Secure 0786.
Sorry, I missed that number again.
Okay. 0786. Secure 0786.
Okay.
0786.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, once you did you done? Now press on.
Yes.
Press on OK. Press on OK. Press on OK.
Yes.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. You are going to receive a message called "Start now" from the NCA department. Okay. Now just give me a moment. Be on that page, sir. Be on that page. Now do not touch anything. Be on that page.
It's a security warning.
Yeah. Wait for a second. I think you made a mistake, sir. I think you made a mistake.
Oh.
No. Let me just check. You put the part. Okay. Tick that box at the bottom. I press this call at the bottom. There will be a tick mark box. Tick that box at the bottom.
Yes.
Then
there's another person on Facebook.
Yeah. We are just going to blocking those things. Tick that box at the bottom. I trust this call. I am aware of the risk at the bottom. Click on accept. Press on accept. Press on accept.
No, it won't.
Yeah?
It won't take it.
No, there will be a tick mark box, a check mark box at the bottom. First, to check the boxes. Do not show this again, or I trust this call, or I am aware of the risk at the bottom.
It just says security warning, and then
look, more information,
cancel or accept.
Where you see more information, there will be any tick mark box, any check mark box.
Yes.
Yeah, tick that box. Check that box. I told you, check that box. Tick that box. Select that box. And then accept. Now accept. You're done?
And now it's something, AnyDesk Security Abuse Management.
It is showing you AnyDesk Security Abuse Management. All right, wait for a second, sir. Wait, I think you made something mistake. Did you put the password in the lowercase? Or did you? Okay.
I think I, yeah.
Okay, wait. Don't we get confused, all right. Now, let me just tell you what you can see onto the mobile phone. What you can see.
It says AnyDesk Security, back to home.
Yeah, back to home.
Yes.
Yeah. Just give me. All right.
Now it says AnyDesk, and then down the bottom, search for answers.
Give me a moment. Give me a moment, sir. Now,
okay.
Now tell me what you can see onto your mobile phone.
It says, AnyDesk, and then there's a line and it says, search for answers.
Okay, you close the page. Close the page properly. Close the page.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, onto the home screen, can you see? Try to look for the red AnyDesk application. Try to look for the red AnyDesk application.
On the
home screen. Look on the app.
On the computer screen.
No, not the computer, on the mobile phone. On the mobile phone, sir. On the mobile phone, sir.
Yeah. And what on the mobile phone?
What you can see on the mobile phone? Tell me, what you can see on the mobile phone?
On this one, Samsung, Google, Microsoft apps.
Yeah.
Samsung menus, Play Store, phone, messages, camera, gallery, clock, contacts.
Yeah.
Settings.
Then.
Calendar, calculator. Play music, radio,
then,
Samsung Notes, secure folder, my Telstra.
And then? After Telstra?
Calendar, Google,
okay.
OneDrive, Baker's Delight, Weather Zone, map, phone, camera, messages, yes.
Then?
Teams, Docs, Antivirus,
then
AGA Antivirus, ABC News, Rescue, AnyDesk.
So press on AnyDesk. Click on AnyDesk. Now what you can see on the AnyDesk?
Profile, full access.
Click on
profile enabled unattended access to both tick and then set password.
Click on set password. Give a click on set password.
Yes.
Now, do you see the password box has came up?
Yes.
Yeah, now click on the password box. Click on the small password box. And put the password all in the lowercase. eBay, E for England, B for Bravo, A for Australia, Y for Yellow. eBay, all in the lowercase. eBay.
Yes.
Then 1517. Do not give any space. Put 1517. eBay number 1, number 5, number 1, number 7. Did you put it there?
I'm just putting it.
Yeah. eBay, all in the lowercase. EBAY. eBay 1517.
Yes.
Put it, yeah. Okay. Now press on OK. Press on OK. Press on OK.
Yes.
Did you put eBay 1517, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now wait for a second. You are going to receive a message called Start Now. Just give me a moment. Okay. Oh, okay. Now let me just. Sorry for that. Give me a moment.
It says a security warning.
Yeah, leave that. Now, press on Start Now. Once you see Start Now, just simply press on Start Now, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, click on Close. Press on Close. At the bottom, click on Close.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, click on Close one more time. Click on Close. Let me just go ahead and start at the security. Yeah. Now, press the Home button. Press the Home button. The Home button. The square button from the bottom, press the Home button. Home button, sir, the Home button. Yeah. Now, you just simply do one thing. You just simply do one thing, sir. You need to open the Play Store. You open the Play Store, sir. You just simply open up the Play Store. Play Store.
Yes, sorry.
No problem, sir. No problem. You open up the Play Store. Yeah. Do you find the Play Store? You swipe your screen bottom to top. Yeah, open the Play Store.
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah, open the Play Store. Wait. Do not make any mistake. Wait, sir. Now, wait for a second. Let me just help you to just simply inbuild the security. Okay, it will be coming up automatically. Can you see any desk plugin? Any desk plugin?
Yes, any desk plugin, yes.
Yeah. It will helping you to upgrade the firewall security, okay? Now, do one thing, press on install. Now, wait. It will be installing, okay?
It's installing, yes.
Yeah, and I just want to confirm you one more thing, the card, which has been used by those people from where the charges has been made. You need to confirm me, like, do you have any card with you from the Commonwealth? The card number which is ending with 4017. Do you have the card ending with 4017?
No, I don't.
The Commonwealth card, sir. The Commonwealth card. You do one thing. You be handy with the card. You are getting confused a little bit. You be handy with the card of your Commonwealth, which is connected to your Commonwealth account. Be handy with that card.
Yes, I've got one of those here.
Yeah. How many cards you have? How many cards you have from the Commonwealth, sir?
I have two, but I only ever use the one.
Okay. You be handy with the one card which you normally use. You be handy with the one card. Yeah. You got your card with you?
Yes, I have.
Now, do one thing, open up the camera, sir. We need to put the security on the card. Open up the camera. From the bottom onto your mobile phone, open up the camera.
Yes.
Yeah, did you open up that? Now, you put the card. Wait, you have just made a mistake, sir. Wait. Okay. Now, what you need to do, you just open up the camera one more time. You open up the camera so the security will be started. Okay. Now you put the card on the table. Okay. And remember one thing, all the four corners needs to be visible. You need to scan the card properly, sir. And do not shake your hand. Do not shake your hand too much. Don't shake your hand.
Oops.
Yeah. Do not shake your hand. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You are making some mistake. Wait for a second. Okay, focus on the card. Focus on the card. All the four corners needs to be visible. Okay, now flip your card.
Yes.
Okay. Now, once you flip your card, look at the back side. Flip your card, sir. Look at the back side of the card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now focus on the camera. Focus on the camera to the card. Focus it. And do not shake your hand. Otherwise, the security is not going to be started. Okay. So now you just simply close the camera. You close the camera. Just simply close the camera. Yeah, and close the camera, press the home button, press the home button. And this card is connected. This card is connected to your, sorry for that, sir. This card is connected to your Commonwealth account. You normally use
yes.
that card, right, Mr. Malcolm?
Yes.
Wait for a second. Now you open the Google onto your, okay, you leave the mobile phone as it is, sir. You leave the mobile phone. Just give me a moment. Now, let me just check. And your last name will be Bartsch, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, now I am going to start the security onto your card, sir, so that we can just cancel the transactions very shortly, okay? And
right.
in the meantime, we can just simply catch those people properly. So you be with me for a while. And we are going to install the Commonwealth application onto your mobile phone so that we can just start the security protection. Okay? So whenever we just start the security, we can protect each and everything for you. So just give me a moment. Yeah. And do you have another card with you, told me? You have the card, but you don't use. Do you have the card with you?
No, I don't at the moment. I can't get it.
Okay, you can get it. Like it's
yeah.
a credit card? It's a credit card?
Yes, it is.
Okay. First, you open the Play Store. Open up the Play Store.
Yes.
Yeah. And please leave the mobile phone. You go and get the different card. Let me just enhance the security. Let me boost up the security onto your network. You go and get the second card, the credit card. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Once you got the card, just do let me know, sir. You there?
Yes.
Thank you. गलत मत दिखाना. देखिए लोकेशन मांगते हैं. क्या था पासवर्ड? तो हाँ ठीक है. You there, sir? You there?
Yes, yes.
ये 15,000 अवेलेबल है भाई, यही तो नहीं देखे हम. 15,000 अवेलेबल है क्रेडिट कार्ड में, हम 3,000 देखे थे लोग. नहीं कुछ गड़बड़ नहीं, हम देख लिया. हम भी वही, हमको भी तो डाउट वही हो रहा. देखिए अवेलेबल बैलेंस अवेलेबल 15,000 दिखा था, लेकिन मूव करके ये लौड़ा कस्टमर को कहाँ भेज दिया हम. हेलो
हेलो
उसको जाने न जाए. हेलो कैन यू हैव मी सर? ब्लैंक हो गया पूरा लाइन.
सॉरी